Welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio, your spot for the best mixed martial arts and professional sports entertainment information. Now, please welcome to the ring your host, Mark Bland, with Matt Kruger and Andy Eckel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week of Absolute Wrestling Radio. My name is Mark Bland, and I will be joined shortly by my friend Andy Eckel, who will be should be jaunting in here. Our friend Matt is on hiatus for quite a while, taking care of some personal business that he needs to deal with. And, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to talk about today. TNA Victory Road is tonight. We will break down the lineup. Bobby Lashley becomes the first dual pro wrestling / MMA athlete to be signed dually. So he's actually physically wrestling and fighting in mixed martial arts, as well as physically wrestling and fighting in professional wrestling. We know that there's a lot of people out there that have done both. Obviously, Ken Shamrock, Dan Severn, both were pro wrestlers that were also mixed martial artist guys, but not doing it at the same time. Maybe you could make a case for Frank Trigg recently when he was doing his stint with TNA, but not on an active roster. Tito Ortiz makes up with Dana White, but he still wants Fedor at a catchweight. I don't understand that. We're going to talk about that. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start things off with Kurt Schwab from VOIEF. Kurt, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio, sir.
Mark, hi. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Tell everybody a little bit about Veterans of Operation Iraqi and Enduring Freedom.
Mark, VOIEF is... we all know it now, is it's an organization that helps veterans when they come home from Iraq or Afghanistan. We want to make sure that, first of all, they're welcome home. Second of all, we want to make sure that they're in the VA system to help them get all the benefits that are due to them. There's always a shortage of help for people to take their hand and get these troops everything they deserve.
Right. Now, a quick question for you. How did you get involved with all this? Were you yourself a military man?
I am. I did 18 years in the Air Force. Got out pretty much medically. Worked for another organization here in town. When I came home from Iraq and Afghanistan, I was one of those guys that didn't know what to do. No family or friends said, welcome home, the whole works. I don't want that to happen to anybody else.
Right, I understand. I understand completely. Now, you guys have a website, obviously. Tell everybody a little bit about the website and how they could be involved with VOIEF.
Right, the website is www.VOIEF.org. We have a lot of public events coming up. We have, first of all, St. Louis native Lieutenant Colonel Tim Karcher just had a traumatic injury in Iraq. We're having a benefit dinner for him at the Tenderloin Room on 5 August. We're also having a first annual sand volleyball tournament at Wave Taco 22nd August. And then also we're going to be having a cross-country motorcycle ride at the end of September.
Now, Kurt, not to cut you off, my co-host Andy, who's just joined us, he is a former military man himself, who would probably be very interested in all the opportunities that VOIEF has to offer. So when these guys come home from Iraq, they don't have anyone to say hello to them. They don't have anyone, I mean, other than possibly personal family. They don't have anyone to say thank you for coming home and being over there and defending our freedoms, do they not?
That is correct. The only time you run into somebody that will say welcome home or thanks for your service is a family that does have somebody that's involved some way, shape, or form, or a lot of the other service organizations such as AMVETS or VFW and so forth.
I see. Now, you said you spent 18 years in the military. How much, and you said you obviously were over in Iraq. Where were you stationed over in Iraq and over in the Middle East?
I was in Qatar. That was our main base. I was a C-130 loadmaster.
Site 33, huh?
Pardon me?
Site 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there many times.
September and mid-November of 2005, earned about 300 combat hours over there.
Now, were you also a part of the original Iraqi war during the late 80s, early 90s?
Yes, Desert Storm. I was over at King Fahd.
Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, veterans of Operation Iraqi and Enduring Freedom, the organization VOIF. Go ahead, Kirk. Give them the address one more time if they would like to get involved.
www.voief.org.
All right. Well, Kurt Schwab of Veterans of Operation Iraqi and Enduring Freedom, thank you so much for joining us today on Absolute Wrestling Radio. I want to say personally, as on behalf of myself and Andy, thank you very much for your service to our country, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kurt.
We feel
thank you very much. And also to you, welcome home, Andy. Make sure you get in touch with me and we'll get you set up.
All right.
Well, we want to say thank you also to all those veterans out there who have worked their butts off and protected our freedoms across the pond and other countries. Thank you so much to all of you. And anytime, Kurt, if you'd like to, you know, just hit me on the email, give me a call. No matter what, you know how to get a hold of me. We really appreciate you coming on the show today, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have
Thanks,
a good
Kurt.
One.
No problem, Kurt. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kurt Schwab. Veterans of Operation Iraqi and Enduring Freedom, the organization. It's voief.org. You can contact them. And, you know, the mission statement is very, very simple for these guys. To enhance the quality of living for their men and women who have fought and are now fighting for our country during both campaigns of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom, and to help them cope after returning home. Very simple, very way to make it comfortable for these young gentlemen and these ladies who go out of their way to make our lives a lot freer.
Yeah, and you know, there's a company in mixed martial arts. You've heard them before. We've had their president on here, XFC. They do a lot of stuff with military members as well. And, you know, WWE lets all uniformed military members in for free on all their shows.
Really?
So, yeah.
So we need to put you in a military uniform and then I'll come with you.
I don't necessarily know if I'll fit anymore in my military uniform. But, you know, there are a lot of companies that do support us, but they don't do it as publicly as I think as what VOIF is doing, and I think it's a very, very good cause.
All right, guys, let's talk a little TNA. Get on the lines now, 1-800-491-1380. That number again is 1-800-491-1380 if you're listening outside of the St. Louis area or online at www.team1380.net. Or you can give us a call here locally, 314-969-1380. We want to hear from Nick. We want to hear from Mike. We want to hear from all of the AWR listeners out there. It's time to talk TNA Victory Road, which is tonight, Andy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We got ourselves a hell of a lineup. So
oh,
get
yeah.
on the line, 314-969-1380. TNA World Title Match, Kurt Angle versus Mick Foley. Now, Kurt Angle keeps the belt. Probably, these are just kind of ideas that I think of how this might go down, okay?
Yeah.
These are just some general ideas. I have a feeling since Bobby Lashley, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, did sign officially with TNA this past week.
Uh-huh.
He is now the first dual pro wrestling MMA fighter in the world.
Right.
Physically on two active rosters.
Right.
Okay? Not that he's the first person who's ever done... No. There's no one else who's actually
He's not technically on a fight roster.
He doesn't have to be.
He's not.
He's Bobby Lashley.
Exactly. But he's not signed with the UFC. He's not signed with
he
the
He could
XFC
beat up Frank Mir. Let's just be honest. He could. Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Kurt Angle is going to keep his belt via outside interference. And Bobby Lashley probably is going to get involved in this match. It's pretty high profile, and
you
that's
know,
about the only place I can see him putting him.
Maybe, but maybe they're going to go with the Bobby Lashley's the angle behind Samoa Joe.
That is possible, except for they keep teasing it on TNAWrestling.com. If you go to TNAWrestling.com, they got the picture of Samoa Joe and the FTW. Now, we all know.
Yeah, it's Taz. But
that's Taz. I mean, FTW, F the world. You know, that's always been Taz's thing since the ECW days.
Yep.
So I'm kind of confused. Maybe tonight, spoiler alert, maybe Taz shows up. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. We're going to figure it out. But who do you got, Angle or Foley?
I got Angle.
I got Angle, too. Legends title match, AJ Styles versus Kevin Nash. And if you guys want to give us your opinion on any of these matches or just kind of break down the TNA Victory Road pay-per-view card, give us a call, 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. AJ Styles versus Kevin Nash. I'm going to say that they're going to give it to Kevin Nash. I just believe that.
And you know what's really weird about that is, like, doesn't Kevin Nash have to walk with a cane yet?
He should.
Yeah, I'm thinking he should.
He really should
he's
be.
He's kind of old. But, you know, hey, we've seen old guys do it before.
Well, I think it's just the fact that it's called the Legends title.
Yeah.
And AJ, not to say that he won't eventually be a legend, but he's kind of in the same boat as CM Punk. They're both still
right.
in the earliest parts of their prime career.
Exactly.
They probably each got another solid 10 years under their belts to go.
Oh, everybody.
And
better,
over the next 10 years, these guys are going to be world heavyweight champions, and they're going to, you know, they're going to have multiple belts, and they're going to create their legacy.
Mm-hmm.
No pun
exactly.
intended. So
no, you're right, and I think Kevin Nash will. I have to agree with you. I think Kevin Nash will get this one.
TNA Tag Team Title Match: Beer Money Incorporated versus Scott Steiner and Booker T. Now this situation is getting a little out of hand. I watched TNA this past week to watch Impact, and what I love the angle that they're going with on Beer Money. I just wish it wasn't in TNA. I wish it was in WWE. Because I think with their angle that they're using in TNA,
mm-hmm.
it's great, and they can actually get away with saying certain things that they wouldn't be able to get away with saying in WWE. But if they had those characters over in WWE, the things that they could do with some of the voices, the mouths that they got over there.
Yeah.
You know, he's not even on the roster anymore. I would have loved to see a Ken Kennedy and a Randy Orton tag team against Beer Money Incorporated and let Kennedy just jabber jaw with these dudes back and forth on a microphone.
Well,
or even Kennedy and Jericho.
You know, you're still going to get that chance to see them.
It's very possible.
Because I really don't think Kennedy's going anywhere but TNA.
All right. We're going to say Booker T and Scott are going to get the straps, man. Why? Because they're Booker T and Scott Steiner. They're
exactly.
legends in the game, and they really don't have anyone else they have to answer to. The IWGP Tag Team Title Match, Team 3D versus the British Invasion. Now, this is interesting. The TNA has been doing this, Andy, putting a lot of focus on the IWGP Tag Team Title. Now, I know that they got this new relationship with them that they've been developing over the years and then recently have signed the deal
right.
to where they're kind of doing cross promotions and stuff like that. But I don't remember. I mean, I remember them giving the NWA title the just desserts it deserved when it was NWA TNA.
Right.
They're really pushing this IWGP thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why. I guess maybe they got, like, they signed a co-promotion deal with these guys.
So, I mean, I don't think IWGP is all. I know they're huge in Japan, and I know they're huge over in Southeast Asia, but I don't know if they're trying to open up the U.S. market to IWGP.
Or
because if they're
going to
do that, they should just do what Gabe Sapolsky's doing and just kind of go like the way Dragon Gate USA is and just open it up. Like, just
exactly.
bring shows over here and be like, hey, we're IWGP. And then bring Team 3D on the road with you to different little small venues like St. Louis and stuff like that to showcase your talent. You're going to have to open it up to about 300 to 400 people at a time to start off, and
yeah.
then eventually you're going to build into, like, you know, 2,000 people at a show.
Exactly.
That's
now,
just how it's going to work.
Is 3D under contract with IWGP?
That's what I'm saying. I think that there's a co-promotion between TNA and IWGP.
Right.
And so I think a part of that co-promotion states that they can use any of the wrestlers from TNA.
Ah.
And I think the first ones that they wanted to use was Team 3D. That's fine. There's nothing wrong
cool.
with that.
Yeah.
I'm going with Team 3D over to British Invasion. Although I do like the British Invasion, I'd like to see the British Invasion take on the Heart Foundation, the new Heart Foundation.
The new Heart Foundation.
I would love to see that. I think it would be very
interesting.
In fact, I think it would be really interesting is if we could get one of the members of British Invasion actually happened to be like the son of like one of the British Bulldogs. I know
yeah,
Dave
who,
Smith.
Yeah, who was the other one?
It's Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid, the Dynamite
yes,
Kid.
Yes.
Oh God, I can completely forgot his name. Anyway, regardless, Knockouts title match: Tara versus Angelina Love. Tara's on a roll, and I don't see it ending here. We're gonna go with Tara over Angelina Love in this situation.
Yeah, who cares?
I think Angelina Love's hot though. I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't matter. That's all they're good for is being hot, man. Seriously, when's the last time you saw an actual?
Are you trying to tell me
good...
that you wouldn't get into a wrestling match in your bedroom with her?
Oh, absolutely.
Right,
absolutely
then.
I would. But when's the last time you saw female wrestlers in any promotion actually have a very good technical
True.
Without a screw-up in the match?
Mickey Knuckles versus Roxy Laveau. That was actually a really good match.
And when was that?
Oh, God, that's within the last year. I mean, we were talking about Mickey Knuckles, maybe it was the end of last year or early this year, like January of this year.
Mm.
I mean, it was really early. Sting versus Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe's going to have, guys, it's you know,
yeah.
spoiler alert, turn your radios down for 1, 2, 3, 4, turn them down now. Sting's going to have Taz. Sting's going to have Taz. Okay, you can turn your... Samoa's going to have Taz. No, Samoa Joe's going to have Taz.
I was about to say.
Samoa Joe's going to have Taz. Taz is going to come back. And he's going to be the advisor for Samoa Joe. That's why the FTW's there. I'm just giving it to Samoa Joe on this one.
Yeah.
And I like to see that Sting's actually taking a back seat sometimes. Abyss versus Dr. Stevie. Stevie Richards has always been a really good wrestler. You can't give it to Stevie.
No.
I'm going all Abyss. No. All Abyss.
Yeah.
Matt Morgan versus Christopher Daniels. I think Christopher Daniels gets the revenge and the victory in what could be a pretty dang good match.
I don't know, man. There's a massive size difference between these two.
Problem is Daniels knows how to work big dudes. And Matt Morgan isn't a slouch. So he can really work. He's like a Brock Lesnar. He's a big, heavy dude that can move fast.
Yeah.
So, actually, if Matt Morgan ever decided he wanted to be a mixed martial artist, that would be a match I'd like to see. Because those are two very sizable cats.
Yes.
I got to go, I'm kind of torn on this one. I might go Morgan on this. I think it's just a power issue.
Yeah, exactly. I think Daniels will keep doing, flying around the ring and try to do all his high-flying good moves. But eventually, Matt Morgan's going to catch this dude, and he's going to throw him like a sock.
He's going to ragdoll him.
Yeah.
He's going to ragdoll him. Charmel versus Jenna Maraska. I'm going with neither. It doesn't really matter to me. Honestly, yeah. I'm not. Here's the thing. When two valets are going to fight, I don't care. And it's not because I don't care about valets. It's because, to me, this is just my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to hear your opinion. 314-969-1380. Breakdown TNA Victory Road tonight. By the way, I have two DVD box sets to give away today.
Ooh, two
DVD TNA DVD box sets to give away today.
Jerry.
You're going to get yourself some great stuff. So get on the line now, 314-969-1380, 1-800-491-1380. But stay tuned because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be giving away two TNA DVD box sets, it's going to be great. It's good stuff. It is really good stuff, and you're going to want to be around. So that is Victory Road. They are going to be on pay-per-view tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So go to your local place where you watch your pay-per-views. I know that there's a place in South County
that does them.
I think the Upper Deck does them down there. And then there's a few people, I'm sure, that that are probably going to be running it.
Yeah, and there's probably a few places here and there that do it, too. Just haven't gotten hold of yet.
Yeah, I mean, you got to let us know, guys. You got to let us know. We actually talked to your pro wrestling fan base and mixed martial arts fan base. You want to get to them and let them know that you got something? You need to get a hold of us. So give us a call, 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. 1380. Here's the situation. We're going to take a quick break here on the show, and when we come back, Andy, we're going to talk about the MMA feud between Dana and Tito Ortiz is over? Yeah. Crazy, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit about that. I'm going to be giving away a TNA DVD box set as well, as we might be talking a little bit about this GSP's next component.
Yes, and I am actually kind of excited about it.
I'm not really excited about it. I'm really not excited about it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on Absolute Wrestling Radio right after this.
A soldier, and I stay under you fighting. Plus I'm storming on you chumps like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you breaking me, kid.
Welcome back to Absolute Wrestling Radio, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Andy Eckel.
No, probably not. My name would be Andy Eckel. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm Mark Bland.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Donovan Ruddick would knock you out.
Please.
But Donovan Ruddick is not going to knock me out. I'm going to knock Donovan Ruddick out. And I want to talk a little bit about that before we go any further.
Go ahead.
I posted a little thing on the... On a local St. Louis message board the other day, and I pulled the post down. I pulled the post down after the fact. It was because I was probably a little over the top with it. There's some pretty sensitive egos in the St. Louis local independent professional wrestling scene. There really is. There's some sensitive egos like Donovan Ruddick and people like that. Okay. And so I said some things, and I just wanted to apologize because. And I'm apologizing kindly because my lawyer asked me to. That's why I pulled it down. He goes, you might have stepped over some bounds there. And I do apologize for being the best at what I do in the St. Louis market. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I apologize to all of you local St. Louis professional wrestlers who are trying to make it in this game. I know you're working hard. You just got to keep on working and hoping to God that someday you could be as good as Mark Bland. What do you think, Andy?
I'd have to agree with that. Mark Bland is the man.
And I'm going to knock Donovan Ruddick out. I just wanted to let you guys know, I'm going to knock Donovan Ruddick out. But, you know, I've turned the page. I'm not angry at him anymore. I'm actually kind of looking past him, trying to figure out who the next person in line is going to be. Maybe Daryl knows. Daryl, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. Do you know who my next opponent's going to be in St. Louis?
Huh?
No. What's going on, Absolute Wrestling Radio? Daryl, talk to us.
You know what? Hacksaw Jim Duggan been?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan's been kind of just chilling on the sidelines. You know, he does a lot of shows where, you know, independent shows where he goes around to the different cities.
Other walks than out, that, says ho, walks back.
Pretty much. He does a lot of autograph signings. So that's pretty much where Hacksaw's been. He hasn't been doing much, Daryl.
And we haven't seen the Boogeyman lately. He's out wrestling. He's taking a break or something.
Last thing I knew, and I could be completely wrong, and let me just double check this really quick while I got the computer right here in front of me.
Okay.
I think the Boogeyman was either, I think he might have been released, or he was put on, he was dropped down to ECW.
Uh-huh.
And that was the last thing I remember of happening to him at that point. He pretty much just went away.
I think he still does stuff every once in a while in ECW, and but it's few and far in between.
Is Shawn Michaels still taking the time off, or is he going to be coming back anytime soon?
Shawn Michaels should be making his return very soon.
Absolutely.
I would say that Shawn Michaels is going to be making his return extremely soon. I would say that you probably would be looking forward to seeing Shawn return somewhere around SummerSlam. Usually what happens is the big match happens at WrestleMania.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then he's going to take his break for a while, and then he's going to show back up. You know, Undertaker does it every year, too.
Yeah, he'll show back up probably a couple weeks before SummerSlam and get in a feud with somebody for a SummerSlam match.
If not, show up at SummerSlam and start setting himself up for the fall.
And do you think the Undertaker going to be showing up as well?
What's that?
Michael going to be coming back?
I don't know when the Undertaker's going to come back. I haven't heard any progress on his surgeries that he's had. So.
And I got one more question. You know, Blackman, Steve Blackman?
Steve Blackman, great question. Yeah. What has been up with Steve Blackman? Another gentleman who was in mixed martial arts,
uh-huh,
got into professional wrestling. You know, he retired from pro wrestling. I know that. And let's see here if I got anything.
Okay. Well, hold on a second. There was something I saw the other day of everybody in the history of the UFC. I believe they said 62 of them have dabbled in professional wrestling.
So, oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a major crossover, and no one can ever look at it. So,
yeah, according to online here, the last thing that they say about Blackman was is that he was on Nancy Grace during the time of the Chris Benoit murder.
Uh-huh.
So that was the last time that there was anything about Blackman out there. So, anyway, Daryl, thank you so much for calling Absolute Wrestling Radio today,
thanks,
sir.
For calling, buddy.
All right, man.
All right, man. Bye. Talk to you later. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving as long as we got lines lit up.
Absolutely.
T-Man, what's going on? Welcome to Absolute.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. And just real quick,
mm-hmm,
I want to answer the guy's question.
Sure.
Boogeyman got released just right before WrestleMania.
There you go.
And then Steve Blackman, I don't know the actual line. What's the name of his line of clothing? But he nowadays he has like a line of MMA style clothing, like Affliction, kind of similar, you know, or Tap Out, you know.
Weird. You I know, didn't know that the Boogeyman got released. I don't remember seeing. I could have sworn I saw him a couple weeks ago on ECW, but I guess not.
Oh, that was Goldust.
That, oh,
they're almost the same, basically. You know, but that's neither here or there. But.
Yeah, it's actually kind of good. I'd actually like to see whoever the Boogeyman is come back with a new gimmick, because that whole I'm the Boogeyman, I'm coming to get you and break a clock over my head kind of grew tired pretty quick.
Yeah. You know, I remember it very well because on his last night, he jobbed out to Paul Burchill, so I knew that was his swan song.
When you jobbed to Paul Burchill. I liked it when Paul Burchill was the pirate. That was my favorite. He was like, that was awesome. That was really awesome. So what can we do for you today, T-Man? We know that you're an exciting individual. Tell us.
All right, well, appreciate it. I'll try to be real quick. Just a couple of things. I was going to say, you know, I missed UFC 100 last week, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
But the build-up leading to the main event, of course, with Brock Lesnar versus Frank Mir, obviously Brock was the champ, but they kept on saying that Frank Mir was the interim champ. So did he come out with a belt, basically?
Yes. Basically, what happened?
Not really.
What happened was Randy Couture was the heavyweight champion of the world at one time, even before Brock beat him. And the problem was Randy was having a kind. And Mike, stay on the line because we're going to be with you in just a second. The funny thing was that Randy had a contract dispute with Dana White. They were having an issue getting like to terms on numbers and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Because with Dana White in UFC, they kind of it's kind of like WWE. They own you as a property. That's kind of what it is. You get a cut of profits. You get a cut of this. You get a cut of that. They build you into percentages on the video games and the T-shirts and everything else. You know, they really you become a member of the family. And so there was a deal with that, and Randy said that he wasn't coming back and he wasn't going to defend his belt. Well, basically, Dana White can't just have his belt being held up against his will. So he had to create an interim title belt, and that's what he did. And eventually, Frank Mir became the champion of the interim title belt. But then, of course, his first fight back, Randy Couture fights Brock Lesnar. So when Brock beats him, he gets the real UFC title belt. Which is the belt that they actually put around your waist.
But in the meantime, no, they still put the interim belt around the waist.
Yeah, I know.
Too. When they set up the interim match was between Tim Sylvia and Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira won that at the Ultimate 2008. Frank Mir treated him basically like Brock Lesnar treated Frank Mir this past weekend, and he got the interim belt. So Frank Mir was looking to get his belt back, and in Frank Mir's defense, technically speaking, he never lost his belt.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Only reason why he
well until this weekend
until
this past weekend he lost his belt this past weekend.
Frank Mir lost his belt was because he got in a motorcycle accident, busted his femur.
Yeah,
and you know he was out on injury, so of course
and they said he wasn't going to live. Like that motorcycle accident was bad.
They said he wasn't going to live. Then they said he wasn't going to walk again. Then they said he wasn't going to fight again. And he's come over,
so,
you know, massive odds to get back where he's at, and I think he'll have the belt back around his waist before it's all said.
Oh, and by the way, T-Man, I just want to let you know that I was right about the Frank Mir-Brock Lesnar match and who won, and Andy was wrong. And last weekend he had to apologize to everybody. I just want to let you know. I just want to throw that out there.
Good enough. I heard that, and I'm kind of a novice to the MMA world.
Sure.
I'm slowly trying to get into it, of course.
No, that's okay.
So I was just wondering, does he now come out with two belts?
No.
Or will he now take just the one belt?
Yep. No, Whenever there's an interim, whenever there's a unification of the belt, it's only the one belt. Then they take the other belts back because all their belts look the same. None of them are different. You can't tell one belt from the other one. I think underneath the UFC logo, they might have the actual weight class. But on the interim belt, since they probably only have one or two extra belts, that's where they just, you know, write a little nameplate.
Which I think they should have a different look to each belt. I think each belt should be kind of
I think
unique.
It should get bigger. The bigger the weight class, the bigger the weight class. Exactly.
All right. Well, T-Man.
Yeah, I appreciate you clearing that up for me.
Not a problem.
No problem. Quick question for you. Who do you got tonight, Kurt Angle or Mick Foley, bro?
Kurt Angle.
All right. Fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Just real quick.
Sure.
I heard you talking about the TNA DVD giveaway.
Yes.
How can I get involved in that?
Well, I'm going to be giving one away here in just a few seconds, so if you get off the line, you're going to have to call back in, but you could have the potential chance to win it. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Get ready
Thanks
to call
God.
The number. The number
All
is 314-969-1380. That's the number you're going to have to call. I'm not giving away. When I tell you we're going to give it away, that's when I want you guys to call in. But, T-Man, thank you so much for joining us again, bro.
All right. Cross the T. Da-da-da, fellas.
All right.
Thanks.
See
you. You got it, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we move on. Mike, welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing, Sue?
Well, just talk about basically Jericho's constant whining about age.
Oh, man, Jericho.
Yeah, Jericho's been good for a crybaby lately. That's about it.
When is he going to get over it? You lost to Mysterio. Now you lost your tag team partner. It will get a life.
Well, you know, I agree with you completely. If Matt was here, he would disagree with you and tell you you need to shut your mouth, Mike.
Absolutely.
I don't think that's very nice of people like that to say things like that, but I agree with you. Chris Jericho's a little punk, and he's a little whiny crybaby, but, you know, he did that in WCW, too. That was his gimmick,
yeah,
and he's really good at it. Everybody loves it when Chris Jericho's playing the whole, everyone's against me and I hate you all.
All right, thank you very much, Jim. I will call back for that box set.
Okay, you got it, Mike.
All right, take care, Mike.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a rule with Absolute Wrestling Radio on who can and can't win my box sets and my T-shirts and the stuff that we give away on this show. Mike damn near wins almost every single time I do a giveaway. This guy is going to own the entire TNA collection by the time we're done with Absolute Wrestling Radio.
And absolutely.
And all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is call 314-969-1380 when I call for it. In fact, you know what? Let's do it right now. Get ready. Get ready out there. Hey, come on, Travis. Get ready, baby, because we're going to do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, call right now. 314-969-1380. 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. Call right now.
And the lines just lit up.
314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. And we're going to choose a winner here for the DVD box set. Get them all on the line, and then I'm going to choose one. Get them all on the line. It's a random. Quick note here.
From what I was saying earlier, there have been 61 fighters in UFC history who were pro wrestlers at one point or another in their career. And there are 9 on the current UFC roster. Of the 6 fighters in the UFC Hall of Fame, 3 of them have been professional wrestlers. Ken Shamrock, Dan Severn, and Mark Coleman. The other 3, of course, Chuck Liddell, Mask, and Randy Couture and Hoist Gracie. So,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, Andy, choose a number between 1 and 5. 1 and 5. Choose a number between 1 and 5.
Go with 3.
3. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, who's on line 3? Who is this? Who am I talking to?
Hello? I don't know.
Is this Tate?
Yeah, it's Tate.
Tate, what's up? Congratulations, you won the TNA DVD box set, sir.
Sweet.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, and when we put you on hold, they're going to get your information and your address and all that, and we're going to put that in the mail to you, and you're going to be good to go.
Absolutely. Cool. Oh, and guys, T-Man, Mike, Jeff, guys, listen, that's not the only one. If I'm not mistaken, you did say 2, right?
I do have 2, but we're going to have to call back in. We can't give it away right this second.
Yeah.
So I'm going to clear the lines out right now. T-Man, Mike, and Jeff, thanks for attempting. We're going to get back to you guys in a second here. So go ahead and hang up. We're going to give another one away, but congratulations to Tate. Tate, you are the man, and thank you for calling Absolute Wrestling Radio and winning a DVD box set. Let's talk about this MMA feud real quick. The MMA feud between Dana and Tito is over? Andy, it's over?
I don't know.
Okay, check this out. On the same day that Tiger Woods missed the cut for only the second time in his professional golfing career ever.
Yeah.
How long has Tiger been golfing? Like, since he was... Well, first off, he's been famous since he was, like, 16. And he's been on the pro tour since he was 18, and he's got to be in his late 20s, early 30s now. He's got to be having done this for, like, 14 years now. And 2 times in 14 years he misses the cut? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'll go with 14, 15 years.
Okay. For only the second time in his professional golfing career, Tiger Woods missed his cut. And on that same day, I think hell might have frozen over. Because, ladies and gentlemen, apparently the long-standing feud, Andy, between Dana White and Tito Ortiz, the poster boy for Absolute Wrestling Radio, it's over. It's done. After all the stuff he said on ESPN 60, E60, the E60 show, after all the stuff that Tito has said, Dana has said back and forth on MMA Weekly, MMA Junkie, iFight 365, all these different websites.
Oh, yeah.
It's over with. That's it. That is the end of it. Yes, it's over, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. I wanted to be the man to squash things between me and him. He did the same to me. Dana showed the type of person he is by apologizing to me and vice versa, said Ortiz on Thursday's edition of Tap Out Radio.
Why don't we host Tap Out Radio?
I don't know.
Tap Out Radio should call us and be like, Mark and Andy, we want you to come work with us.
That would be great. Saying that he is still in negotiations with Strikeforce, Ortiz also noted that Affliction or even a return to the UFC were not yet out of the picture, and he is relishing his role as a free agent. White confirmed Ortiz's comments, posting on his official Twitter account, "Yes, Tito and I made up." Although White fell short of saying that his arms were wide open to Tito's return to the octagon,
That doesn't mean he'll be back, posted the brash executive. It means we aren't smashing each other anymore and we don't hate each other.
Okay, now that's perfect, dude. That's perfect because the situation is kind of simple. Ortiz is a free agent right now.
Yeah.
He's up in the air.
Yep.
We know that White likes Ortiz. I'm sure, you know, Ortiz is one of those guys. He always has. He's like a Brock. He really is like a Brock in a different sort of way. He's a brash guy. He wears his opinion on his sleeve, just like Brock does. And there's a lot of people that just love to hate him. Chuck Liddell hated him, and he proved it. Randy Couture hated him, and he proved it. There's a lot of people that just don't like Tito Ortiz, and he's great.
And the funny thing is that Chuck and Tito actually started out as friends,
Then
they didn't. You know, then they ended up not liking each other. So, I don't know, man.
I think the kicker to this entire thing is that I love the fact that Ortiz still thinks that he's going to get a catchweight match with Fedor.
I don't even know what the hell he's asking. That'd be like me asking for Fedor.
Well, yeah, you know,
I mean, yeah, Tito might have a little bit more of a chance.
He's got way more training, and he's way more talented than either me or you are when it comes to mixed martial arts. At the same point,
Tito,
got hurt by Chuck Liddell, and I'm telling you, bro, Chuck would get eaten alive by Fedor.
Yeah.
I mean, Fedor's getting eaten alive by some big, strong, you know, Fedor's eating up some pretty big and strong, powerful dudes that are very well versed in their game.
Absolutely.
I mean, he even took on Fujita, and Fujita is considered by most people, Fujita's the only one to even rock him and almost make people think he was going to win. And he still beat Fujita. Kevin Randleman broke his neck, and he still won. This is not a guy you take lightly. I'm not sitting there. Okay. I know there's a lot of Fedor marks out there, and I am a Fedor mark. I'm not going to lie to you. The dude is awesome. And even if even if he loses one match, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, that's it. He just sucks. No. This dude is a monster. There's not many people who have fought the level of competition he's fought with the record he's got.
Oh, no. No, I don't think there's, no.
Now, don't get me wrong. Some of those people, he caught them on the backside of the career, but there was quite a few of those people he caught on the upside of the career, like Hua. Like Nog. I mean, he caught people when they were like at the top of their, like 6 years ago when they were still younger and faster and stronger.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was catching people for no reason whatsoever. You know, the one I'm really interested to see, and we're going to talk about it next week because we're 2 weeks away, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely, Barnett.
From Affliction, from Trilogy. Yeah. So we're going to talk about it next week. Vitor Belfort. I'm very interested to see what goes on with Vitor.
I think if Vitor wins his match at Affliction Trilogy, I think Dana's going to sign him. And I think Dana's going to put him up against Anderson Silva after, and that is only if Anderson Silva can survive the onslaught from Forrest Griffin.
Problem is, I want to see Vitor from when he was in Ultimate Brazil, which was like Ultimate Fighter, the Ultimate Fighting Championship number, 16 or 15 or something like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, man. Vitor Belfort is still a monster.
I guess we're going to find out. You know,
An Affliction.
He'd be a good fight for Tito Ortiz, a warm-up for Tito.
Actually, at Affliction in January. The one where Fedor took on Arlovsky, he won. He ended up pounding mercifully on his opponent at that time. I can't even remember who it was, so I apologize out there. My memory's kind of shot right now. I don't know why.
Yo, T-Rav!
I'm having a bad, bad day.
So, check it out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about GSP's next opponent. You seem to be high on the situation.
I'm not really high on it as much as I think it would make a great matchup.
Also, we might talk a little bit about Ken Kennedy's release. He kind of opened up this week, and we got some questions from the people that I want to answer some questions. So let's talk about some of those things. We'll be back on Absolute Wrestling Radio right after this.
Welcome back to Absolute Wrestling Radio. I am Mark Bland. No, wait. That was last segment.
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm Andy Eckel. And Mark Bland is here as well.
I'm Mark Bland. And I'm going to knock out Donovan Ruddick. Okay, so here's what happened, Andy. So we're going to talk about quite a few different things, but I just want to gloss on this. This Donovan Ruddick thing, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. This situation isn't over. I'm going to knock that little dude out. He thinks he's a tough guy. Comes down and he makes the gay comment live on the radio at Six Flags.
No, that was his puppet Kenny G.
Oh, yeah. They made the six guess what. Yeah.
figure it out.
Rhymes with flags, take out the L.
Yeah, yeah, we got it. We got it. It's that's kind of a rude, disrespectful thing to do at a family. Yeah, HVW claims to be this family wholesome thing. Anyway, I've gotten some emails from some local pro wrestlers. I really have. I've gotten some emails from them, and they...
Let me guess. Mark Blinn, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're
Donovan
idiot,
Rush
blah, blah, blah.
Get you, blah,
no, no,
blah,
no,
blah,
no,
blah.
No, no, no. These are guys that are like, I can't believe you say this, and I can't believe you say that, and blah, 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 blah,
hey,
blah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to respond to all of them real quick. Let me respond to this real
Go
quick.
Go for it.
The reason why Mark Blinn can say that, the reason why I, Andy Eckel, can say that is because... We're sitting here, and you're not.
That's pretty much it, ladies and gentlemen.
We have a radio show. We got the voice.
We got everything that you need, and you ain't got it, because we worked hard 10 years ago to get to here.
Absolutely.
You're barely working hard now, and I'm really interested to see where most of you guys are going to end up 10 years from now. Maybe some of you, like maybe Mike Seidel will get somewhere because his brother will open the door for him. I mean, other than that. Maybe Dingo.
Dingo, yeah.
Dingo might go somewhere.
Dingo going somewhere.
Dingo might probably end up going somewhere. I don't know about the rest of you guys. I don't know about the rest of you. I really don't know. In most cases, I don't know who you are. I've never seen you wrestle. I don't even know if you're any good. You're obviously not as good as me.
No.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
So we'll just leave it at that. I'm no disrespect. You know, I support independent wrestling. Unfortunately, these guys are getting out of control, sending me personal emails, just slamming me. And, dude, I need to read one of these on the air. I really do. I got one from this dude. I guess he's in Kansas or something like that. Dude, we got people are out of control, man. Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about some of these other stories real quick.
All right, let's go.
Karen Angle living with Jeff Jarrett. I mean, I know that seems a little thing, but a man claiming to work for TNA called the Bubba the Love Love Sponge radio show on Wednesday morning to say Karen Angle and her children were pleasantly living with Jeff Jarrett. The only reason I brought this up is Kurt had been on the Howard Stern show a few months ago. I listened to the entire interview, and he had said something about that there was another TNA wrestler that she was having an affair with. Now, at the time, they were kind of starting to run the whole... Angle with AJ Styles and all that situation before the main event Mafia.
Yeah.
You know, where there was that whole, they were, you know, having, you know, with it. And John Cena's cousin was the rapper. He was, like, coming out with Karen Angle right around the time that whole was going down. So
yeah.
it was kind of, like, glossed over whether it was, you know...
Real or not.
Real or not. So I'm not sure, but anyway... Very interesting if it's true. Ken Kennedy opens up about his WWE release. Recently released WWE superstar Ken Kennedy, Mr. Kennedy, opened up about his WWE release and his future and what he had been doing, why he's been doing the funny videos. Anderson gave a first My Side type story of exclusively to Paul Heyman and the Heyman Hustle site. Here are some of the highlights.
This is not a bitching session where I complain about the WWE. Held me down on purpose. Took away my dreams. Shoved my career up my beak. Or singled me out and screwed me over. This is an explanation about the purpose of these videos in which to show everyone what I have to offer. I'm a home run hitter being told to be satisfied with landing on first base. I love being part of a team, and if we need runners on first, I'll lead off. But if you have a lack of entertainment in the industry of sports entertainment, you can hit the ball out of the park. It's the worst feeling in the world to be told to draw a walk.
And you know what? Let's go back to my situation with Donovan Ruddick off of that statement right there.
Absolutely.
Andy. I think that that is exactly what my problem is. I've had Crime Fighter, I've had quite a few people in the St. Louis scene basically sit there and play the whole, Mark, you should be happy with the fact that you got your little radio show, and you should be happy with the fact that you've made it somewhere in the pro wrestling industry at all, whether that was your past career with some of these WWE stars that you've worked with and some of this other stuff. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, I can hit home runs, okay? There's a lack of entertaining qualities going on in St. Louis independent professional wrestling. That's all there is
absolutely.
To it. That's why I call the people out that I call out, because I'm better than you. I can do you better than you can do you. And you guys want to sit there and behind the doors, you know, in real life, as you like to say, run around and say these things that are kind of disrespectful. I'm not looking at this as a game. This isn't a storyline. This isn't, you know, one side of this and then that. No. Guys, I hit home runs. I knocked the ball out of the park. More people have watched me beating the living piss out of Kenny G in that store than have watched any other professional wrestling match in the St. Louis area over the last 6 months. Swear to God. Seriously. It's out of control. So you guys got to really, really, like, you know, and you got to realize that video is not just at one spot on YouTube. That video is in multiple spots throughout the internet, on Facebook, on MySpace, and a lot of different places. We've gotten a lot of people viewing that video. People that don't even like professional wrestling. So, I can lead off. I'm a lead-off type guy. I don't think some of these organizations got lead-off type guys, and I don't think Donovan Ruddick's a lead-off type guy. I'm just being honest with you. Just because you're big and strong doesn't make you, you know, it's the old theory. Just because you wear a tap-out shirt doesn't mean you know how to put a Darce choke on someone.
Absolutely.
Just because you work out in a gym and you lift weights and you got big muscles doesn't mean you're tough. Because I knew a lot of tough guys that got their butts kicked by guys that weren't tough, or you would look at them and say that they're not tough. But
yeah,
then they just
you
got
know, it's like this. It's
over,
like
dude.
I said, you know, on June 6th when we were at the Affliction show or at the Strike Force show here in St. Louis, I walked behind a lot of heavyweights. I saw a lot of heavyweights: Barnett and Nogueira, Brett Rogers, Arlovski, all these guys, and Fedor was there too. All right. Now, I looked at all these guys, and I'm a pretty good sized guy. I mean, I'm about 5'11", 6 foot, somewhere in there, about 230. And I looked at all these dudes, and I'm like, I would go mess with him first. And that him was Fedor. And who was the baddest man in that arena that night? I guarantee you it was Fedor.
Because everyone else was rock solid.
Yeah.
Randleman was rock solid. Coleman was rock solid. There was no one. Dude, Tim Sylvia, even Josh Barnett, although he looks like freaking Frankenstein. I really, when he walks, he walks like Frankenstein. He's got his head all slouched over looking like a doof. That dude's a big dude.
He is.
Tim Sylvia is a huge dude.
Yeah.
These dudes are big guys. Even Arlovski was a sizable cat.
Yep.
And the one that I stood over and pretty much monstered with my own personal size compared to him was Fedor. Fedor wasn't that. I mean, he was like 6'1", and, you know, I'm 2 inches taller than him, and I probably, because of other things, I probably had him by at least 20 pounds easily. Had him by 20 pounds.
Yeah, but by far he's
I ain't gonna mess with Fedor.
No.
I asked the guy if he liked a drink, and I went and got him a drink, not because I'm a bitch, but because I respect the guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a nice guy, and he was very nice to me and Andy.
Yes.
He signed Andy's pass, so did Josh Barnett, and we sat there and we talked to him, and we asked him about what he thought about St. Louis, and we asked him about a lot of things. So Fedor's cool in our book, man. He was real nice to us, sat at the table with us, and literally, it was him, his two managers, and me and Andy at that table. There was no one else at that table.
The funny part about it is everybody else in the St. Louis media kind of was like creeping.
They were creeping around us.
Like they was trying to get to him without making it really seem like they wanted to jock him.
There was
and there was
Travis will get a kick out of this.
Mark and I was just sitting there chilling, talking to the dude.
Where is Travis? You're gonna get a kick out of this. When we were at that Strike Force event, there were members of the St. Louis media outlets at other radio stations who used to work here, as well as other well-known individuals like. People whose last names start with an S and end with a T-U-L-L. People who...
don't make it too obvious, Mark.
People like, I don't know, let's just see. There was just quite a few different individuals.
Oh, there's all kinds of people.
It was hilarious to watch them kind of creep up around us while we're sitting there with Fedor. And they're like, oh, that's Fedor Emelianenko. And we're like, yeah, we know, we're cool. It was just really funny and hilarious. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen... Call in right now, ladies and gentlemen, 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. That's 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. We're giving away. Go, Andy.
TNA box set to the fourth caller.
Fourth caller. Whoever person on line four is, they're the one who's going to win the TNA box set. So call in now, 314-969-1380 or 1-800-491-1380. We are giving away the TNA box set. And let's see, we're getting our lines. They're all lit up right now. Wow, we just lit up all the lines. Wow, that's great. That's awesome, man.
Who does this on this station?
I don't know who else does
who
it on this station.
Who lights them up like this?
There's probably other shows on the station that light them up. I'm not too worried about that. Hey, let's go to line one. You're not the winner, but Matt, you've been on hold. What's going on, Matt? Talk to us.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just tuning in, but I'm going to catch the replay, I hope, on Missouri Wrestling Revival, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Are, buddy.
Cool. Hey, I heard Kurt Angle might have been hurt at a house show this weekend. You know, if his match with Mick Foley is still on tonight for Victory Road pay-per-view?
As far as we know, it is. As far as I know, no, I did hear about that. I didn't want to bring it up. It wasn't like something because I hadn't heard anything to the contrary in regards to the situation. But as far as I know, right now, currently, the Kurt Angle situation is ready to go, dude. I mean, he's going to be there tonight. He's going to be wrestling. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. Here, let's see what we got here. It says update on a major TNA star status right here. So I'm gonna lock you down right now. Is that cool, Matt?
Cool.
I'm gonna give you your answer right now. So I'm gonna let you go. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, man.
Talk to you later, Matt.
All right. Let's see. It is now conclusive. Kurt Angle's reported groin injury was legitimate. The star suffered the injury on a movie set this week and missed TNA house shows in action, reportedly limping on Saturday's event in North Carolina. He's confirmed his inability to wrestle despite the injury. Angle is still expected to wrestle tonight at Sunday's Victory Road pay-per-view. TNA's Jeremy Borash confirmed it this morning.
I already see how this is going to go out. Angle's not going to wrestle. He's going to say he's got a replacement, and it's going to be a big, big, big 6'2", 265-pound black man known as Bobby Lashley.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to our winner, Ryan. Welcome to Absolute Wrestling Radio. You just won a TNA box set. Congratulations, sir.
Awesome.
All right.
Way to go, Ryan. Hey, T-Man, Mike, sorry, guys, got on a little bit too quick there, but we're going to have more giveaways, I'm sure, in the coming weeks. Keep listening,
now, Ryan,
like you always do.
Ryan, congratulations. Is there anything you want to talk to us about, or did you just want that box set, baby?
Oh, I want the box set. That's fantastic. I was also curious, though. I have two questions, really.
Sure.
Is there any more news on Nathan Jones coming to TNA?
You know, the Nathan Jones TNA situation kind of just fell off, dude. I'm just going to be honest with you. I haven't heard anything about Nathan Jones whatsoever. In the last, gosh,
it's been a while since I've heard anything.
I mean, the last I heard, he was under contract with TNA. I know they were starting to kind of like put some stuff together, but I haven't heard nothing since then, dude.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. I got some information here for you. He was the victim of a hit and run accident while jogging in Bangkok.
Really?
He was
ran over by a tricyclist or what?
I don't know. He was jogging. He's a big dude. He was jogging in Bangkok and suffered a severe injury to his left arm in September of last year. As a result, his debut has been postponed in order for him to recover. It must have been a pretty bad situation then.
Yeah, the rickshaw drivers are crazy out there.
It is a hit and run. Anyway, what's your other question you had for us?
Do we have any confirmation on whether Taz is going to be an active pro wrestler, or if he's going to be doing more of a managerial style in TNA tonight?
At this point, Taz has gone on the record multiple times in his career and said that he would love to get back into the ring in a full-time status if he could. Unfortunately, similar to Shawn Michaels about 10 years ago with the back situation, he is kind of up in the air as to whether he can pull that off currently. So that's kind of the situation.
Yeah.
I don't think Taz is necessarily going to. I think he's going to be more valet in it. So
that's all what right, I think. Wait.
Anyway, Ryan, I'm gonna put you on hold. We're gonna get your information, or did he already get it?
All right.
We're gonna put you on hold. He's gonna get you your information, and we're gonna get that to you in the mail. Okay, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ryan, your winner. Once again, next week we're going to be giving away more TNA. We're going to have a TNA Absolutely. Prize pack, one big TNA prize pack. It's time for us to get out of here on Absolute Wrestling Radio. We had some questions. I had some interesting questions here, but...
Hey, it's all good, man. We'll get to them next week.
We want to thank Travis for running the board today. Thank you, Travis. That
good
was
job,
awesome
Travis.
Of you. Thanks to all the fans of Absolute Wrestling Radio for listening. Thanks to Kurt Schwab for joining us earlier. VOIEF.org.
Yep.
It's VOIEF.org for more information on Kurt Schwab's organization. Congratulations to all the winners of the TNA DVD box sets today.
Contact us through www.absolutewrestlingradio.com if you would like to ask us something, or if you just want to keep up with the show. The website is going to be revamped for more directions. Stay tuned on that. Next week, we will be breaking down WWE Night of Champions, discuss Affliction Trilogy, and we will also have the results from tonight's Victory Road.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark Bland.
I'm Andy Eckel.
And on behalf of Absolute Wrestling Radio, thank you for listening this week. We will see you next week.